The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Ayin tells us Habchorot Mitanim Be'erev Pesach, that the practice is that the firstborn fast on Erev Pesach, and it seems that the source for this is a passage in Masechet Sofrim. Interestingly, nowadays, by and large, the minhag is not so much that the firstborn fast on Erev Pesach, but the firstborn don't fast on Erev Pesach because they participate in a siyum and then eat at a sudat mitzvah, and that exempts them from fasting throughout the day. Interestingly, that minhag isn't mentioned in any of the earlier sources at all, doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch, but some of the Achronim do mention it with a certain amount of hesitation. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel says, "Bisudat mitzvah im mutarim le'echol," whether or not a person is allowed to eat in a sudat mitzvah on Erev Pesach if he's a bechor, talya b'minhag hamakomot, is dependent on the local minhag, and the Mishnah Brura says the same as well. Interestingly, the Sharim Hamtzuyanim Bahalacha, a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Noda Bihuda, who was apparently very much against the notion of breaking one's fast by participating in a siyum, and notes that in Prague they even put out a notice mitam the Beit Din that misha meikil lechol b'suyum masechet, a person who is lenient and eats at a siyum for a masechet of Gemara, zeshelo al pi horat chachamim, it's not in accordance with rabbinic guidance. Nevertheless, the minhag certainly is that people do break their fast by participating in a siyum. A question discussed by the Achronim, though, is what constitutes a siyum? What does one have to learn to be able to make a siyum and therefore eat on Erev Pesach? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Egrot Moshe Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufnun Zayin, where he said, discusses whether or not a person who's learnt a Sefer of Tanakh can make a siyum on that. His conclusion is that if this is a limud which has taken place over a prolonged period of time, and especially with the Mefarshim, so there's a good understanding of that Sefer of Tanakh, then one can make a siyum. His reasoning is because we find a precedent in the Gemara where they talk about Tu Ba'av, the 15th of Av, as being a Yom Tov in temple times. And what was the reason for the Yom Tov? So one opinion is because that's when they finished cutting the wood for the Maracha, for the wood pile in the Beit HaMikdash. And seeing as that was a mitzvah that had taken place over a period of months, and it had now come to a conclusion, so they were entitled to celebrate it. So likewise, if a person's been learning, Rav Moshe says the Sefer of Tanakh, but it would seem true about anything, any Sefer, or any period of learning, which has gone on for a period of time, that so when it comes to a conclusion, one can celebrate what one's achieved, and that celebration is a sudat mitzvah, which enables one to break one's fast on Erev Pesach if one is a Bechor. Rav Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph Simon Kafav, where he discusses about making a siyum on Mishnayot. Certainly some poskim say that if a person has finished learning Shisha Sidre Mishnah, then one can make a siyum. That's even if one's finished learning just one Seder of Mishnah, but there's much more of a question about whether or not a person who's just learned one Masechet of Mishnah, even with the Mefarshim, whether they can make a siyum. In typical fashion, Rav Ovadia brings opinions both ways. His conclusion is that if an individual has learnt a Masechet of Mishnayot, then they can make a siyum on that, and they can break the fast. But because it's a point of contention amongst the poskim whether or not that is really good, so he says that only works for the Messiah themselves, but to share such a siyum with other people, that's not effective. And for other people to be part of the siyum, it needs to be something more substantial than just a Masechet of Mishnah. Ad Kan.